Good morning, the Exotics Vet. This is Kiri speaking. Okay, let me just have a look. We're just down a vet for the next few weeks, so we are pretty booked up here. Yeah, let me just have a look. Okay. Now, our next availability wouldn't be until tomorrow at 9:30. That's okay. Yep, is your cockatiel still quite bright and alert? And okay, so what's your leg actually looking like? Okay. Yep. Okay. Okay, we'll definitely have a look and see what's going on there. Now, have we seen you here before? No? Let me just grab some details so I can make the appointment there for you. What's your first name? And your surname, Kylie? Yep. And your email address? Yep. That's B for Bob. Yep. Excellent. And your best contact number, is it the one that you're calling on now? Excellent. And your address there, Kylie? Yep. Yep. And the name of your cockatiel? Teddy, was it? T-double-D-Y? Yep. And do we know if Teddy's a male or female? Certainly. And how old is he approximately? Yeah, no, that's okay. Okay. Okay, well, I've got you all booked in then for 9:30 tomorrow morning with Dr. Brock. I will send you an questionnaire to the email that you've just provided me with. It just gives a little bit of insight into Teddy's husbandry, the food, how he lives and everything like that. If you can answer it as best as you can, we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow at 9:30. Okay then, thank you. Okay, see you then. Bye-bye. Yes. Yeah, if you've got a small carry cage, that's probably the best way to bring him in so we can assess him before we handle and then have a good look. Just even a cat carrier or something like that, like those plastic cat carriers or something, that's generally the best way to bring them in. Just try not to have any dangly toys or anything in there that can move in transport, because that can definitely scare them while they're travelling. Not a problem. Okay, thank you. We'll see you then tomorrow. Bye-bye. Bye.